Mr. Kennedy, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. I know that later today you are going to be at Lansing Community College for an event that is going to present many candidates who are running for office.
Yes, that's the last major event that we have scheduled before the election on Tuesday, where all the candidates will be brought together. It should be a good affair, and I encourage your listeners to come out if they still have questions about the candidate.
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this event later on. I'm going to allow you to get up on your stump. Well, before we do that, tell us a little bit about your professional background.
I've been a practicing attorney for 37 years, primarily representing people, the people here in the city of Lansing and Ingham County area. I've had a lot of community service with the Lansing Board of Water and Light, Regional Chamber of Commerce, a lot of bar activities with the State Bar, the Ingham County Bar, as well as the Lansing Black Lawyers Association.
Well, why should you be a judge on the 30th Judicial Circuit Court for Ingham County?
Over the years, I've had broad-based experience representing people and their issues. I think communication is a very important part of this position. Those litigants who come before the circuit court primarily are going to be people, whether in the trial division or in the family division. And my experience with people is a plus.
What is your feeling about using collars on folks? Do you believe that those should be used more often or less often?
I think what we're facing is with the funding cuts. You know, the commissioners have cut the number of beds at the jail. We have increasing caseloads. And so it's really an alternative method of sentencing. So the tethers are much more sophisticated now with the GPS systems, and so it's an alternative measure in lieu of incarceration, which helps the economy from the standpoint of the budget crisis that the county is facing, but that would only be for nonviolent offenders.
Yeah, as I was just reading some emails and folks knew that you were coming on the program, the question about letting prisoners out early because of overcrowding, there is a concern about that. How would you address that?
Well, there's an order in place currently with the jail, and there's a priority of offenders as to how they would be released. And they start with people who are in jail awaiting trial. So those people who are released oftentimes are people who maybe couldn't afford bond. What happens is a list is circulated daily. If the jail is overcrowded, it goes to the judge, and the judge assigned to the case can has to sort of object if they don't want that person released. So there are safeguards in place.
Is the, in your opinion, is the court run efficiently now? Could it operate better?
Well, I think all of us over the last 5 years have had to practice the more efficiencies. So there's probably always room for improvement, but a lot of cuts have already been made, so you can't go and get below the minimum amount needed for quality service.
All right, I'm at the ballot box, and I see Clinton Kennedy's name here and some other candidates. How am I going to decide who to vote for?
Well, I think you have to look at what already has happened in the community. I've been endorsed by the Lansing State Journal. The Ingham County Bar Association rated me exceptionally well qualified, Sheriff Gene Wigglesworth, Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III, and 12 area judges, including Judges Baird, Aquilina, Manderfield, and Chief Judge Collette, along with both probate judges Garcia and Economy, have endorsed me. So those are among the people, most of the county officials, the clerk Mike Bryanton, the treasurer Eric Scherzing, the registered deeds Curtis Hertel Jr., the UAW CAF has endorsed me. The Michigan Education Association has endorsed me. The AFL-CIO has endorsed me. And I've had strong support from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. So I think all these organizations have looked at the candidates and have graciously indicated that I'm their choice, and I'd ask the public to look at that, too.
Mr. Kennedy, before we let you go, Brittany and I and everyone here at 1320 WILS want to send our condolences out. Your mom passed away recently, and in reading her bio, it must have been an interesting household to be in because she was very involved in community and professional life, and it looks to me it must have been a lot of fun to hang around Hortense.
But yeah, she was a lot of fun. She did stress education, and you can see with my siblings that it paid off. She was a great woman, and what she would say is she had a great life and a great run. And she passed away in her sleep, so that's like if you have to go, that's certainly the way to cap off a great life, and she had one.
Well, to be involved in political issues, especially ones that involved race, it must have been an interesting environment to grow up in.
Yes, they were pioneers during that era, along with Stuart J. Dunnings Jr. I worked for him for my first 13 years, who also passed away this year. And so they were pioneers, and as I've indicated on the campaign trail, if I prevail in this judgeship, it offers me an opportunity to expand that base of community service to the entire county.
All right, Mr. Kennedy, thanks so much. We'll see you at Lansing Community College later today.
Thank you, Tony, very much.